Hello, I'm Miriam Margolyes, and you're at Post 27 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. In this area, you'll see a group of magnificent beech trees growing. Their smooth grey trunks look a little bit like the legs of giant elephants. Beech woodlands are very shady, and beneath the trees you might notice a layer of fallen leaves, which can take a long time to rot down. The shade and the thick leaf litter explain why very few other plants can grow underneath these trees. Beech trees like to grow on well-drained soils, such as those on the chalk downs. Their shallow roots allow them to survive on these thin soils, but also make them easily blown over in strong winds. In the great storm of 1987, many of the beech trees growing on the downs were blown over, exposing giant root systems which rose several meters into the air. At one time, beech trees played an important part in village life. Pigs could survive the winter by eating the seeds or beech mast, and this meant that they could provide fresh meat for people all the year round. Look out for insects and other small creatures that live among the leaves and twigs on the woodland floor. See how many you can spot. Stag beetles are one of the largest and most impressive insects in Britain. They're chestnut brown and can grow up to 3 inches in length. They have giant mandibles that are often forked and look like the antlers of a deer, which give these insects their name. Stag beetles are becoming rare due to loss of their habitat. In Happy Valley, we often leave dead trees on the woodland floor to provide a home for beetles like these. Ground beetles are much smaller than stag beetles. They have long legs which allow them to run very quickly along the ground. They also have thin antennae and a strongly armoured body. Ground beetles vary in colour from pure black to brightly iridescent metallic hues. The devil's coach horse beetle is jet black with a thick body and can grow up to 3 centimetres long. When threatened, it raises its tail like a scorpion and opens its strong jaws. Be careful, as they can bite. They can also emit a foul-smelling substance from their abdomens. They are fierce and fast predators and feed on all sorts of woodland creatures, from slugs to spiders. This beetle has been associated with the devil since the Middle Ages, probably because of its threatening appearance. In Ireland, it was once said that the devil takes the form of this beetle to eat sinners. It was also said that reapers used to enclose the body of a devil's coach horse beetle in the handle of their scythes to improve their skill. To continue walking the nature trail, carry on along this path, and Post 28 will be found on your left-hand side.